Hello, everybody. Welcome to the JV and I Show. I am your host, Isaac the Firehawk Middleton. Absolutely. Staying motivated is one of the hardest things that we could do in our fitness evolution. There's various tools that I'm going to share with you in a generic form. And I'm going to also encourage you to do your own due diligence, do your research, and find out what works for you, because everybody's body is different. Okay? Did you get that one? Everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is different. So when you're first starting your fitness evolution, the journey is going to seem like impossible. You know, it's going to seem like it's so far away and you got so much stuff to learn, and it's going to be time consuming, painstaking, sweating. You know, it's not going to be easy. And it's all these new stuff you got to learn just so that you could possibly, maybe, hopefully reach it to your fitness goal. If you don't give up, if you do it right. If, right? So, here's the thing. You can do it. Don't give up. It's going to take some due diligence. It's going to take some researching. It's going to take some homework. Yes, and it's going to take discipline. Discipline is a major factor in all of this. See, because the adrenaline of saying the thing is going to run out. It might run out the moment you say it. The adrenaline of saying the thing is going to run out. It's going to be poof and gone. And you're going to be like, oh, well, you know, whoopsie. So here's the thing. It's not impossible. Yes, it's going to take some discipline because you never did it before. Or you haven't done it in a long time, right? You might be trying to get back into it. You might be doing it for the first time. I don't know. Right? So staying disciplined is going to be hard. So this first part of this evolution, yeah, you're going to have that, you know, focus. And you can, and it's not impossible to have that focus. You can do it, right? So here's the thing. Fitness groups, right? Motivational groups, even apps. And a smartwatch, friends, can, should, and would motivate you, right? Let's go through each one of them. You have apps out there now, right? I'm not going to name any specific ones because I'm not sponsored. I'm kidding. I'm not going to name any specific ones. I'm going to let you do your research and see which one fits you the best. But there's fitness apps out there that you could set up to where it reminds you to work out. Hey, Isaac, it's time to work out. It is such and such time. Time to work out. Hey, Isaac, it's time to work out. You know what I'm saying? And that way you have it programmed and you're good to go. And it's all in the app. You have smartwatches that you could do the same thing. And some smartwatches come with a fitness app. So it's everything is right there. And for the most part, you might have a lot of functions on there that might be free. So you don't even have to pay anything, right? And it's encouraging you to go and work out, have a good day at the gym. You might even have like a meal tracker on your watch or whatever. Some hydration stuff on there to stay hydrated. Oh, hydration reminder, time to drink some water. You know, there's so many stuff that's out there now as far as technology, apps, smartwatches now that you could utilize, you know, to stay motivated, to encourage yourself to stay disciplined towards your fitness goals. And in that, you could do it, you know. And all of these apps, and a lot of it is free, so you're not even paying anything. Some of them might have a cost, and sometimes the cost is not that much, and other times it might be a little pricey, but it depends on what you're trying to do and what you want to do and what you're willing to spend. But I'm saying it in the context of this is an option. Okay, now the next option you have is friends. You can have your friends To be like, you know, hey man, you work out today, man. You told me to remind you, bro. How you doing? How you doing on that workout, man? You know what I'm saying? And some of your good friends will do that for you. But as soon as you snap at them, though, they're not going to do it anymore, okay? Or they might do it and be like, hey, don't snap at me. You told me to do this. You know what I'm saying? So my point is, you know, your friends will be there for you. Your friends will encourage you. Some of them will happily encourage you. Hey, man, get in the gym, bro. That's what you said, man. That's what you said you're going to do, man. You know what I'm saying? You do it, bro. You know, you're going to be kicking yourself later. Don't come to me and be like, hey, you didn't. No, I'm doing it right now. You know what I'm saying? That's your friends, you know. They're going to be like, yo, you can do it, man. You're doing this to be healthier. You're doing this to chisel up. You're doing this for your beach body. Whatever you're doing it for, you know, your friends are going to encourage you and remind you why you're doing it, you know. And that your why got to be strong enough to keep you going, okay? Now, the next thing you have is your fitness friends, your fitness group. You know, whether it's friends that you meet at the gym, you know, so when you're out there working out, they're out there working out. It could be friends that, you know, you join for a for working out a specific evolution of fitness, like bicycling, a bicycle club, track club, you know, skateboarding, you know, basketball, swimming, you know, whatever it may be. And y'all get together and y'all go and play basketball together and y'all skateboard together or y'all, you know, whatever y'all do, you know, dance club, you know, y'all dance together, you know, having fun, you know. And that's the thing is being a part of this group, it gives you that encouragement to go because you establish that camaraderie with these guys. So you want to be there, especially if it's an inviting atmosphere. You want that connection. And that's a good thing because it keeps you going back. It keeps you, you know, striving forward. It keeps you focused on such, you know, things like that, you know, and having that environment. One of the things that helped me when I was doing my 5Ks, I was doing 3 5Ks a year. One of the things that helped me to start doing that was the welcoming and friendly environment that was there. And when I first started, I'm not gonna lie, I was not in good shape. I tried to train a little bit for the 5K, and that first 5K that year, it was cold, it was kind of damp because it was raining earlier. And it was, if I was there by myself, I would not have ran, okay? I would not have gone. I would have been done, okay? But because I wasn't the only one there and everybody was encouraging each other, all right, let's do this, we here, woohoo! It was so welcoming, it was so inviting, it was so friendly. It made me want to stay. It made me want to run until I got like 2 miles in. But but it made me want to do it, you know what I'm saying? And then while I was doing it, you know, and getting tired and, you know, and like, you know, wanting to stop and give up, there were still people encouraging me even as I was passing them and as they were passing me, because there were some people that I was jogging past and they were like, keep going, you got this, you can do it. And I'm like, man, I want to stop and walk with them. But I kept going, you know, because I was challenging myself. And there was people that passed me and was like, yo man, you're doing good, bro, you know. And that made me feel good. I'm doing good. And I kept pushing, you know. And that's a good thing, you know, you could do it. And that's just another source of encouragement to sharpen your discipline, to hone your discipline skills, okay? And that's what I utilized, was that friend group, that fitness friend group, to help me stay motivated to complete my 5K. Even if I did stop, because I did stop a few times because my leg cramped up. That was my very first one at the time. My leg cramped up so bad, and they were just like, they were like concerned. Like, they were like, yo, you okay? I didn't know these guys from Adam. They made me feel good, I ain't gonna lie. And then when when the cramp went away and I was able to keep going, it was like, yes, keep going, man. Yeah, that's it, you know? And I'm like, wow. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, I'm coming back. I'm doing this again, you know, all because of the atmosphere, all because of the encouragement, you know, and that's what I remember most about the entire day. You know, I was tired. Yeah, I was breathing heavy. Yeah, I was sweating. Yes, yes to all of that. But what I was happy that I completed it and the environment was good. Okay. And I want to encourage you today that you could do it too. Okay. And the next resource that I want to say, and I mentioned it earlier, was, you know, different fitness groups, you know, like track, weightlifting, dancing, skateboarding, you know, such like that, different groups, bicycling, you know, and being a part of that, especially when it's a good environment, you will get to enjoy that time of sweating and working hard and you know what I'm saying? You're gonna enjoy it because you're gonna be amongst your new friends, your fitness friends, you know, and they're gonna be encouraging you. You're gonna be encouraging them. It's just gonna be beautiful, right? So I want to encourage you today to let you know that you could do it. And those are just, you know, some items that you could utilize to help you stay motivated. And even if you like working out by yourself, you know, in the corner doing your thing, you know, if you have the app or don't have the app or smartwatch or don't have the smartwatch and you're writing everything down in a notebook, hey, if that was work for you, do it. You know, I've done it. I still do it. You know, like, okay, I did this. I write everything down. You know what I'm saying? And it helps, you know, because, you know, that's all part of the fitness evolution. Now, here's the other thing that can keep you motivated as well. Taking a picture of yourself, you know, not take a picture of yourself, right? And at the beginning, you know, front view, side view, wearing your, you know, clothes, fitness clothes, whatever. And, you know, and your troubled areas, you know, stomach, gut, love handles, whatever, right? And then give yourself consistency, discipline, and understanding. And then 9 months later, 6 months later, take another picture and compare the two pictures, and you can literally see the difference. You're not going to see it right away because it takes time, and that's why, because it takes time, that's why it can be discouraging, but also it takes time, you know, understanding that it takes time, you know, would give you the reprieve that you need to keep going. Okay. And, you know, when you compare the two pictures and you're looking at the two pictures and you're like, oh, okay, I like this. Okay. I am doing, I am doing better. Okay. Okay. You know, cause you might not see it yourself. And you might not even feel like it. You might be still sore from yesterday and the day before and the day before that, even though you didn't work out that day. You know what I'm saying? And nobody might not even mention it to you, but then you look at the picture and you're like, whoa, okay, I'm okay. And that will motivate you. You know what I'm saying? What also helps is when people do tell you, hey, Isaac, man, keep it up, bro. You're doing good, man. Keep it up, bro. You know what I'm saying? That, like, okay, yeah, thanks, man, appreciate that, you know, thank you, you know, whatever. So these are the different things that can motivate you. Now, also a part of fitness, which I am going to mention, I didn't mention yet, I don't think, is eating right, you know, towards your goal. So if you're, you know, you got to count calories. Yeah, a lot of people don't like counting calories, but if you're gaining weight, if you're losing weight, calories in, calories out, burning more calories, then you're intaking more calories than you're burning, depending on your goal. Okay. If you have a high metabolism, you might have to eat a little bit more, you know, it is what it is. And if you have a slower metabolism, you might have to eat a little bit less depending on what your goals are. Okay. And that brings me to, like, you know, having a junk food day. I have a junk food day. Some people say, oh, don't have no junk food day. I say it doesn't matter. It works for me. You got to figure out what's worked for you. If not having a junk food day at all works for you, go for it. But having a junk food day for me works for me. So, yeah. And on that day, I can have any one meal that I want. So KFC, Burger King, McDonald's, Popeyes, Mom and Pop Shop, Batty's Burgers, Galactic Burgers, whatever. I can, you know what I'm saying? So, but, and it's just for that day. So I'm back at it the next day, you know, or for that meal. And I'm back at it the next meal. Whatever it is that you have set up for yourself, you know, just make sure that you get back at it. And here's the other thing I wanted to mention. You might mess up. Yeah, you might mess up. You might have a birthday party and a wedding to go to and then something else. And then you might be like, man, I done had like 4 or 5 different events this week, you know. But just make sure you keep your regimen going, okay? And then you will stick to your regimen the next week when you don't have those events, okay? You can line up, we can have an event like that every day. But my point is if you stay focused, right, stay disciplined, right, if these events becomes the norm, then yeah, you could be like, okay, well, I have a small slice of cake, I'm not gonna have too much because, you know, I want to stick to what I'm doing. People will understand, you know what I'm saying? You know, have a little bit instead of eight scoops of ice cream, I can settle for one. You get what I'm saying? So you can do it. Sometimes you gotta make some adjustments to make sure that you're staying within the areas that you want to stay in, because you don't want junk food to be your everyday meal. It's supposed to be a special meal on one day that you could choose any junk food meal for that day, not every day. Okay, so you got to make those adjustments. And eating is a very major part in your evolution, whether it's chiseling up, whether it's toning up, whether it's bulking up, you know, you got to have that discipline. And your discipline will be directly reflected in your body. So yeah, if you hit the spot where you want, it's like, okay, yeah, this is where I want to be, and you're disciplined and you got it, and you see it in the pictures that you took of yourself, you're golden. But if you dare be like, okay, I'm a little pudgy still in the stomach area, but it's coming along good, like, hey, that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's always a good way to look at stuff. And just remember, eating is a major part of it. Fit the workout and the cardio and all that, that's just icing on the cake. Calories in, calories out is where it counts. So if you're bulking up, chiseling up, losing weight, gaining weight, you know, all of that, it's all in your eating and in your workouts. Your eating is primary, because what you intake is your building blocks for your body. And your fitness is just the icing on the cake to ring it all in. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to like let you know that, yeah, you could do it. Do not be discouraged. Okay? You can do it. It can be done. Okay? All right? So in saying that, just wanted to encourage you and let you know that you could do it, and you got to want to do it for yourself. A person can sit there and motivate you all day long, but if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. I've experienced both. Okay. I want to segue into education and let you know that, like, if you want to finish your education, you could do it. Finish your high school diploma, finish your college degree, high school equivalency, you know, finish your college degree, whether it's bachelor's, master's, doctorates, you know, continue education, your certifications, you know, all of that, you can do it. You know, I never said it's going to be easy. It's not, but it is possible. You just got to do it. You know, you got to figure out, okay, I got to set this time aside to do my homework. I got to set this time aside to do labs. You know, got to set this time aside to do whatever you need to do. You know, oh, I can't go out drinking that night because I got labs tomorrow. You know, I can't do this because I got that, you know. So yeah, it can be done. So yeah, you might miss out on, you know, a big shindig party at the nightclub, yeah, you might, but you're gonna achieve your goal of getting your education. So, you know, which one's more important to you? You know, all right. So, you know, I just want to let you know that you could do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's education. You can complete your education. You can do it. Get your high school equivalency. You know, get your certification. You know, doctorates, masters. You know. Business, absolutely, promotion, you can get that promotion. The door has been closed, yeah, you can get that promotion. Even if you don't, you always want to have yourself into a area to where you are the best version of yourself that you can be, okay? And I say that to say that if you're studying, working, doing your best, doing your due diligence, right? And then that door opens and you get in, the feeling of success that you're going to fulfill and feel in that promotion that you got, because you never gave up, words will not be able to express it, okay? And if that door never opened, guess what? You're still holding yourself to a sharper form than anything else, right? Than if you would have just given up, right? Then just given up on everything. You still hold yourself to that grindstone, if you will. And that will be so appreciated. Like, you will not even know. And so keep yourself sharp, okay? And so when that door opens up and you do get that promotion, you'll be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you starting your own business and you just getting out there, you've done your research, you've done your plan, you've done your everything and you're executing it. And now you have to learn a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with producing T-shirts. That's all a part of everything. You have to do sales, but you hate sales. Now you're the store salesman until you hire a sales manager, but you're not at that point yet. Yeah. I get it. You can do it. So just stay focused and keep striving forward, because you can do it. Okay. You can do it. Don't give up on yourself. Okay. And, starting a new company is never easy. It's always have its trials and tribulations, and it's always going to be a bunch of stuff that you have to learn that you didn't know that you had to learn that wasn't a part of your business plan, or was there but was only four sentences but didn't realize those four sentences was 4 months. You know, stuff like that. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff that you're going to have to learn, that you can learn and you should learn in starting a new business. And it's going to seem, not, I won't say impossible, but it's going to seem daunting at first, because everything is going to be new. You're going to be like, wow, I didn't have all of this responsibility as a worker. But as an owner, I got this, I got that, I got this. So yeah, it's going to be a lot. But that doesn't mean you can't do it, okay? I want to encourage you today and let you know that you could do it, okay? So stay motivated, stay focused, gird up, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, is in the research of having your own business, that's why I said, you know, you've done your due diligence, you've done your research, you've done your business plan, so you're familiar with the market and such like that. Even in doing all of that, it's still going to be items and such that you're not going to realize you're going to have to do. You're going to have that wow factor that's going to come in. But what's going to be good, though, is down the line when your company is still there, striving, doing well, and you're like, wow, I can't believe I started this out of my garage. Now we're in an office building, a skyscraper. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just know that you could do it, okay? Just know that it, you know, it can be done. I just want to encourage you today to let you know you could do it, okay? Whether it's for that promotion, whether it's for starting your own business, you know, whatever it is, you know, just let you know that you could do it. All right, y'all. I like motivating y'all, and, you know, I've been motivated, so I want to motivate other people. I want to pass it on, and I hope that, you know, I'm able to reach a few of you guys and encourage you guys, and I pray that all goes well for you. All right. The JB and I Show is a podcast as well as a video. So hello to my podcast people out there. What's up? And you will see this video on YouTube as well as, I was going to say Vimeo, but other video platforms as well. So you see the podcast and podcast realm and a podcast on platforms. Is that what it's called? Podcast platforms. Can I say that real fast? Also, there's an IME, iRadio station, an internet radio station. This podcast should come out on Saturday. So happy Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you're having a wonderful, great, and glorious day and weekend. Absolutely. And so enjoy your weekend. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Check out the internet radio station, the IME iRadio station. Check it out. Thank you so much for your support. You're awesome. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome. Yes, you are. And I'm Isaac M. The Firehawk.
Isaac Firehawk Middleton here.
Oh, almost forgot about Music Hollywood Fashion Online Magazine. Check them out. They're awesome. We have a new cover that we put out every month. I think so far we've done Katie Tunbridge. We've done Art House After Dark. We've done BJ Minor. We have more to come. More fabulous people that we're going to be presenting to you on the cover of the Music Hollywood Fashion MHF online magazine. Oh yeah. So check it out. Hopefully you like it. Give me your feedback. Let me know what's up. And until next time. Bye.